Good nutrition is good medicine.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this partly sunny day, again here, cold in Minnesota, 35 degrees, Friday, December 2nd, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, again, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of because they can't tolerate the truth. The voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence. And the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Folks, again, a quick heads up. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And Jake just did a great job exemplifying my point. Isn't that right, my little parrot?
Yes, sir.
We are talking and turning talk radio into do radio here. We are the cleanup crew that... Atta girl. All right, now we're starting to get this thing down, folks. All right. We're starting to get this thing down, and need I say any more? Go ahead and say your hellos, Jake, and we'll start to roll here.
Well, folks, it's good to be with you again, and again, you can be with us tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. We're soon to change that to 2 to 4 p.m., but stay tuned for that. We have a show on Saturdays that you all will enjoy. Also, at sonsoflibertyradio.com, two things we want to draw your attention to. Obviously, the Facebook page.
Become a fan of that Facebook page. We post things.
It's very easy to post and unpost and like, and you can put your comments in there. We are encouraged by your commenting, but also you should be encouraged yourself to know that people are talking about liberty in America. So it's definitely for you listeners. Also, number two, on the front page of sonsoflibertyradio.com, there's SOL Media. That stands for Sons of Liberty Media. That is our media page where we're keeping you in tune and in focus on what's going on out there day by day so you know what to, you know, a lot of people say, I just don't know what to do. Well, we give you a whole list of stuff.
We're the radio show that shows you what to do if you really want to do it.
Do radio.
That's really what it comes down to.
That responsibility.
Isn't that interesting? We got all of these radio show hosts across the country, and people are still trying to figure out, Okay, what do we do? You mean we got to do more than talk? That's exactly right.
There are some people, all they do is listen.
That's right. If you want to get paid, you have to work. And if you don't work, the Bible says thou shalt not
eat.
That's right. Yesterday we got caught up on a topic really quick, and I just thought it was humorous because what will happen is I'll let Jake talk for a couple minutes, and he'll start to give me thoughts right away. And when I get those thoughts, we want to run those rabbit trails, those branches off the trunk of the tree. And one of those topics was science. You'd actually brought up the polar bears that Coca-Cola wants to make sure that they don't go extinct.
Hold on, I'm going to weep first.
Then we talked about the whales.
Those polar bears. We're going to help them.
Well, we are, Jake. We're going to help them.
We are?
Yes, we're going to help them.
Polar bears?
We're going to help them survive. We're going to go into We're going to go into the deep Antarctic. And we're going to build us an igloo, and we're going to take care of them polar bears. Because somebody's got to take care of them.
You know, but
and we got to deal with rotten man first to make sure that those beautiful, beautiful creations of the Lord are not destroyed. Oh, them terrible people.
The problem is I just don't think our donors will support us. Maybe we can get a federal grant or something.
That's right.
That's true, because nobody in their right mind would ever support that, but the federal government would.
I mean, the bottom line is we shouldn't be basically intermeddling with their life anyways. I mean, who the heck goes to the Antarctic, builds an igloo, and goes out and shoots polar bears just for the fun of it? And I'm sure there's more than enough polar bears. If the polar bears have been around for 6,000 years, folks, I highly doubt that they have a problem with extinction.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how they just kind of take care of themselves?
Yeah, something. I don't know. What is that? Is that a law of nature?
I think it is. I really is. But one of the topics was science. Yeah. Now, I just want to have a little fun today because I want people to think for themselves, because it's a terrible place to be when your brain's someone else's head. But, I mean, for example, look at this. If we just stick to what the Word of God says, we're not going to have problems with the scientist who thinks he knows more than the Creator that created what he studies, as we were talking about yesterday. For example, the Bible says that the earth is it's a sphere. Okay, it's a round. It's a ball. Isaiah 40:22 says that, okay? But science now says that the earth is a sphere. But did you know that science back a couple hundred years ago, 100 years ago, instilled to some, that the earth was a flat disc? But if they would have just stuck to what the Word of God said, they would have found out that they were the flathead and the earth wasn't. I didn't say fathead, I said flathead, right? What about this one? The Bible says that there's incalculable numbers of stars, Jeremiah 33:22.
Is flathead like if you have a flat top? You know those guys with the flat tops?
In little youth pastor pansy glasses. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm already with you, dude. Yeah, and you know everything if you got that flathead.
Yeah, you know, because flatheads are
and
more
you don't know nothing, really. Really,
you got a round head, you're crazy.
That's right. So the Bible says incalculable number of stars, Jeremiah 33:22. Science now agrees with what the Bible says, but did you know that 100 years back and still today, some of the supposed scientists believe that there's only 1,100 stars.
Of course. They must live in like New York City.
How did they come up with that calculation?
I'm not sure.
Well, so the Word of God was right. Exactly, it was. And it is. Okay? The Bible says, free float of earth in space, Job 26:7. And we can see that through our satellites today, can't we, folks? Science now agrees with Scripture. But did you know that they used to say, you ready for this? I kid you negative, folks. Earth sat on a large animal.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious to know what kind of animal that would be.
Maybe like Blue, the ox of Paul Bunyan.
I'm not playing, dude. Science used to say that Earth sat on a large animal.
Sure.
And I'm asking you, America, if you know the number, 1-877-807-9977, tell us what kind of an animal that was, please. We need to know.
Hello, I'm Ted Baird, publisher of MovieGuide.org. This week at the movies, there are a lot of movies in theaters that are worth watching. Muppet Movie is absolutely terrific. Arthur Christmas. There's also some movies like Jack and Jill, which is actually one of Adam Sandler's best movies if it didn't have too much foul language. My Week with Marilyn, an interesting movie about Marilyn Monroe, but it's got a lot of foul language. We give it a -2, extreme caution. Being Elmo, a delightful movie about the man who plays Elmo in The Muppets, and it's a very good movie, even has references to faith and values. Twilight Saga, which would give a -3 to, it's a mess, but a lot of people went to see it. Happy Feet 2, very communist, very pro-homosexual, a terrible movie considering how many good ones are out there. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing at the theater or at home, please visit movieguide.org.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. We're going to have a little fun with you today. It's 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, right before the break, we were talking about, and I kid you negative, folks, this is all factual information, that the Bible has always stated that free float of earth in space, and we can see this through our satellites, as I told you right before the break in Job 26:7. Science now agrees that it's free float of Earth and space. Well, they can't deny that, can they? But it used to be through scientists who can't tell you what happened yesterday that are telling some of you people out there millions of years ago, and you have the audacity to believe that foolishness. They used to believe that Earth sat on a large animal. Now, folks, I asked you the question right before the breaks. What kind of an animal is it?
I think we found the animal.
I think maybe what it is. Now, folks, that really is a Nubian goat. I don't know how to be any more serious than I am right now. It was it upon the Nubian goat to some of you scientists out there. Because scientists used to believe that the earth sat on a large animal. I'm mocking the foolishness of what people believe. It's that terrible. I don't know, maybe Jim has the answer from Tennessee.
What kind of
Jim,
animal?
Jim, you got Bradley and Jake on the Sons of Liberty. Can you tell us what kind of animal that the earth used to sit on? I'm just curious.
It was supposed to be a turtle.
Oh, it was a turtle. Now,
turtle,
Jim,
yep.
Now, why did you come up with the conclusion? I see Jim's got a sense of humor here. Yes. Now, Jim.
Well, that's one of the idiocy things I had to learn in college.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
So that's fact.
Yeah, you know how sick the colleges are these days. So.
Oh, okay.
I had to keep my Christian head, but I had to learn, you know, a lot of the things of the world. You know, the Bible says, you know, you have to be in the world, but not of the world. So,
oh.
You know, so you're really serious.
I had to learn what they had to teach, but, you know, I didn't take too much of it to heart.
Wow, a turtle.
They really teach.
And that was an African belief.
Like a teenage mutant ninja turtle?
That's what I was going to ask. Was it
Raphael?
Yeah.
Leonardo?
Serious. I mean, you got to ask yourself what kind of a turtle it was. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it. Now, hang on a second. Heather's going to give you a free CD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. Thanks for calling in, brother, from another mother. So it was a turtle.
A pizza-eating turtle. Yeah. They used to carry the earth, now they live in the sewers. Right?
Remember?
Leonardo.
Yes.
For 14 years.
Yes. Jim?
The turtles.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. It was
a turtle, not a rat.
Yeah.
So we got to get Raphael
the
in
rat
there.
Trained the turtles how to carry the earth, you know.
No, move your foot this way.
I would love to have that guy as my professor if he taught me that the earth sat on a large animal. But here, let's go on to the next one. The Bible says,
get better?
Creation made of invisible elements, creation made of invisible elements, atoms, science now agrees with the Bible, Hebrews 11:3. Science then, back in the day, and according to what we just heard from Jim in Tennessee, we have some of these fools still teaching in college today. Wow. Science was ignorant on the subject. Really?
I could see somebody teaching that people used to believe the earth was on a turtle just to show how stupid we used to be and how enlightened we are now that we trust and believe in the Bible.
Maybe that's why they teach kids in public schools today, which is illegal all the way up until 1968, that they came from monkeys. So when they act like a bunch of monkeys, maybe what we have here is the scientists actually want to bring the carnality to a new level of ignorance by saying that we, you know, we're based on the top of a large turtle. A large. Right. And it wasn't Raphael.
Turtle.
Because I don't think they were around then.
Michelangelo? No.
But I'm not sure. Let's go back to another topic. The Bible says each star is different. 1 Corinthians 15:41. Science now agrees with the Bible. It's always safe to stay there, folks. Each star is different. Science used to say all stars were the same. Well, folks, you can open up your eyes every night of the week and see that that's not the case. The Bible states light moves, Job 38:19-20. Science now agrees with the Bible, light moves. Science used to state light was fixed in a place. Wow. The Bible states air has weight, Job 28:25. Science now agrees that air has weight. Maybe that's what keeps some of these airheads on the ground.
It could be. Weight?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking the flatheads.
Okay.
I think, you know,
still.
Air in their flathead. And
you ever notice when you go and see those flatheads, now that you're talking about flatheads, you go into the barbershop?
Yeah.
The guy always seems to cut everybody's hair just like his.
Just as flat as his.
It's kind of scary.
Do you think the guy's getting their haircut to realize that?
Probably not. No. I mean, they should take a look at him. It's like what they say about the girl
like
that you marry, you better look at the mom. It's really true. Let's go back to air has weight. Science then used to say air was weightless. Okay? The Bible states wind blows in cyclones, Ecclesiastes 1:6. Science agrees with it, wind blows in cyclones. Okay, now, science used to state wind blew straight. I don't know. Maybe the Deadheads or something.
That's
at
true.
One of their concerts.
They could have been on tour and they're like, dude,
tripping
the wind,
on acid or something.
The wind blows straight, man.
All right. The Bible states blood is the source of life and health.
That's right.
You guys ready for this one? Leviticus 17:11. Science now says blood is the source of life and health. Hello.
They keep coming to that same conclusion.
Isn't that interesting? You mean the Bible is always right? Yeah. Science then said sick people must be bled. By the way, a lot of our forefathers used to bleed. They used to believe that they could bloodlet and bleed the disease out of the blood by bleeding the blood. It's like, hello, pay attention to what you're doing here.
Good stuff in that blood, too.
Yes.
Pretty necessary.
You mean like life, like the Bible tells us that life is in the blood. Here's another cool one. When dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water, Leviticus 15:13. That's what the Bible states. Science now agrees when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. Did you know that hands washed in still water used to be science of the day? Did you hear what I said? Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's better to take a shower than it is a bath, right? Because when you're taking a shower, the clean water cleans off the dirty body, and it, what does it do with the dirt? It actually flushes it down after it comes off the body.
So you don't sit in it.
I mean, I don't take five kids and put one in the tub, clean them off, and then put another one in the dirty tub, and then expect it, and then do that five times over and expect my kid at the end of the day, or at the end of the five-string line here, namely my children, and they're going to be clean. I mean, that's pretty gross, isn't it? Boy, oh boy, folks. Although I do love taking baths. I do. But after I take a bath, I usually take a shower. I'm a clean freak.
Rinse off.
Let's go to another one. The Bible says ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. Just think about this, folks. If you ever fly over the top of the ocean, from California to Hawaii, it's interesting. It's huge. And just think about this. That's just the top. That's not the depth, the width, the length, and the height. It's incredible, folks. Ocean floors contain deep valleys and mountains, 2 Samuel 22:16 and Jonah 2:6. Science now, ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. Hello? I mean,
they're catching on, aren't they?
Geez, I just wish people would think about what they say before they say it. It's almost like Darwin talking about how, by the way, he was going to Bible college on the boat when he was converted to atheism and believed that now he came from a monkey. And by the way, Darwin himself didn't even believe the theory. Yeah. I thought I'd just share that with you. He said he couldn't believe how it took. No, people are always looking for an excuse not to serve God. Yeah. That's all. That's right. It's called idolatry. It's the oldest sin under the book, or in the book, I'm sorry. Science then used to believe that the ocean floor was flat.
Like a flat top or a flat head?
Back to the barber. See, you keep going back.
Barbers run the world.
No, but
I think.
Facts are stubborn things, said John Adams, and he's exactly right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, I mean,
yes.
Back to the barber shop. Facts are stubborn things. You can't ignore those. I got one more. Yeah, I'm going to let Russell weigh in real quick. Russell, you got Bradley and Jake from Colorado. Go ahead and weigh in, sir.
Howdy.
How are you?
Today?
We're doing great. How are you, Russell?
I was just calling up because I had a similar experience at college, one of your previous callers had. I was in a sociology class, and I don't know how we got onto this subject, but we were talking about the origins of the universe. And I proposed that some sort of a something somewhere out there intelligently designed the whole thing, because it just seemed too elaborate and sophisticated to have randomly happened.
And most scientists will say that.
The teacher called me insane in front of the entire classroom, said that it was a mathematically proven fact that the Big Bang happened at random and that, like, there is no God. That's a mathematical fact.
You know, Russell,
like,
that
it's funny. She's the one who said the word God first in the conversation.
That's right. It exemplifies that they tell the truth on themselves. We got to cut to a break. Thank you for your call,
they
Russell.
They blurt out the truth in their confusion. Hold on, Russell. We're going to give you a CD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. We'll be right back after this break. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, again, if you'd like to break in, sorry about that short take here, Russell, but if you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. Let's talk about Loch Ness for a minute when he comes back.
Nessie.
All right. Nessie.
Nessie.
A plesiosaurus. Is there still dinosaurs? The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, we are already halfway done with this segment. I'm sorry, this hour. We're on the third segment.
Moving towards the weekend.
Folks, if you'd like to weigh in, we love hearing from you. This is your radio show at the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Sorry about that again, Russell. Just didn't know we were up against a hard break. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Now, we were talking about what the Bible states, what science now believes, and it's in agreement, it concurs with the Bible, whereas before it didn't, it was at odds with the Bible. I was talking about ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains, and then all of a sudden, you know, Nessie came up, and that plesiosaurus. And I'm sure Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, she always knew that.
Mm-hmm.
That there was,
she knew she always existed.
She did. And she probably never went to the barber shop to get her hair flattened out, neither.
No.
You know what I mean?
She'd have got flattened out, then she would have thought maybe she doesn't exist and
so,
went on tour with the dead or something.
Now, my point is this. Loch Ness already knew that there was valleys and mountains mm-hmm. under the ocean. And but science, contrary to what Nessie knows,
mm-hmm.
believed that the ocean floor was flat.
Does that mean that Nessie was smarter than the scientist?
Exactly.
Who said
just
she doesn't
exist? Just like a little
exist?
Kid has more common sense than a grown-up, mature...
Yeah. Well, that happens.
Infidel.
Good choice of words.
Yes, thank you. Oh, speaking of oceans, here's a side note. Did you know that when you're up in an airplane, we hear this all the time, there's a world overpopulation problem.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? You just fly 5 minutes out of town and that's all you see is land. See, but they just expect the dummies in the cities to believe whatever the scientists say.
A concrete jungle.
Folks, did you know that every person in the world could occupy 4 square feet in Jacksonville, Florida? Not Florida.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't talking Florida.
No.
No, Florida.
Florida.
Yes. There's. Did you
four
see this?
4 square feet.
There's a new act out there called Florida.
That's right.
If it's not G-Money Funk Master Chris up in the Hayes house, then it's Florida. Wow.
Flowing.
Hey, just for the sake of having a little fun here, can you go ahead and play that animal, that Nubian goat, please? Because, you know, as we were talking...
He's mad that people think it was a turtle that the earth was on. He's saying, no, it was a goat.
And here That's I am. Crazy.
Sing it, goat. You have been ripped off, man.
Totally.
You're going to go down in history and nobody's going to remember you, but we do.
Now just think, that's before That's before the producers actually got a hold of them.
Yeah.
You should hear what producers can do with singers. I mean, they got beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voices. And once a producer gets a hold of them, they go from a Nubian goat to just an ecstatic, glorious voice. It's pretty incredible. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that, but
yeah.
I was just thinking about Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
G-Money Funk Massacre's up in his house.
Flowing.
We're really selling personality right now, Jake, that these guys just aren't all that. And
you know, loosen up.
They're not always angry. No, we're actually angry elves, folks.
Yeah.
We do want you to know
there
that.
There is something to be angry about.
And for those that are sending their kids to sit on the guy's lap that has red clothes on and white trim, I want to tell you something. He stinks like cheese.
And beef.
He's a fraud.
He's a liar.
He's a total liar.
It's a throne of lies.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he
sits on it.
And he needs to get kicked off of it.
Yes, he does. And he needs a bath, too.
Now, another weird thing about that, isn't it interesting? Now, this can be weird to some people, but, you know, they call that guy Santa Claus. But if you ever transpose the letters on Santa, isn't it interesting that they spell out the word Satan? And isn't it Satan that always wants to take the place of God by mocking him first? Was that Isaiah 14?
Yep.
Oh, just having a little fun. But it's also interesting to note that candy cane with that white and that red on it symbolifies the water and the blood of Christ, and that's its original origin.
Yep.
And by the way, too, if you break up the word history, that's a fact as well. It's his story, talking about science and what the Bible says and what man says. Let's give you one more, and then we'll change topics really quick. Ocean contains springs. Job 38:16. Science now concurs. It agrees with ocean contains springs. Science then said ocean fed only by rivers and rain. Really?
That's a lot of rivers and rain.
That is.
And then how in the world did they get there in the first place?
Could it have been possibly when the heavens broke open and flooded the earth?
And the springs of the ground.
The way the Bible said it happened. Mm-hmm. By the way, folks, if you want to see some really cool stuff, go to WyattMuseum.com.
Yeah.
It has all the factual evidence that's still there today. You can go see Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have the sulfur balls, and they'll show you the city. They'll show you the Ark. They'll show you Mount Sinai. And you'll notice that governments have been trying to block this information away from the people. So they can be lied to for just a little bit longer.
Yeah. Because so if there's a God.
Just like the king that Oliver Cromwell moved out of his seat and had him beheaded. He said that he was the head of the church and the state. Getting off track here, but it was on track.
Yeah, because if there is a God.
That's right. Then he wouldn't be the head of the church and the state. Thank you. You just recouped that for me.
If there is a God.
You saved me. Totally. Folks, let me give you some of these final words of famous people. This is something for people to think about. Thomas Jefferson's last words were, I'm sorry, John Adams' last words were this: Thomas Jefferson still survives. Actually, Jefferson had died earlier the same day before John Adams died, and they died on the 50th anniversary of the foundation of our country.
That was pretty divine.
That's very divine.
July 4th, yep.
Very divine. By the way, Thomas Jefferson was influenced by English deists, and he was Anglican.
Church of England.
Yes. I went and seen his library in Washington, D.C. Oh, my gosh, dude. I mean, not only did the guy read a lot of books,
yeah,
I'm sitting there looking at the Bible that I read every day of my life and thinking to myself, man, dude, how did you know this? And then you have stacks and rows upon rows of books that you read in your life. Where did you have time to invent things, man, because you're so busy reading? John Quincy Adams, his final words, February 21st, 1848, were, "This is the last of earth. I'm content." Man, if you read the story of John Quincy Adams, who is the son of John Adams and Abigail Adams, that kid went through some serious hardships. He had to grow up real fast. Mm-hmm. He was one of the youngest ambassadors that we ever had in our history, by the way. He was 14 years old. Joseph Addison, he said, "See in what peace a Christian can die." He died June 17, 1719. Here's Ethan Allen, American Revolutionary General. He died 1789. He said, "Waiting are they, waiting, are they? Well, let them wait. In response to an attending doctor who attempted to comfort him by saying, General, I fear the angels are waiting for you.
He's
horrible. Lady Nance, you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. Lady Nancy Astor, she died in 1964. She said, am I dying or is this my birthday? When she woke up briefly during her last illness and found all her family around her bedside, she said, am I dying or is this my birthday? That's called losing your mind, isn't it?
Cables,
literally.
Or maybe there's a cake. I don't know.
John Barrymore, actor, May 29th, 1942, said, die? I should not say, dear fellow. No, Barrymore would allow such a conventional thing to happen to him. Some of them are kind of weird. Another guy said, Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, who was a Christian man, said, I'm ready to die for my Lord, that in my blood the church may obtain liberty and peace. That is a man that understands spiritual matters.
Yep. Amen.
Dominique Beauhours, French grammarian, died in 1702. I'm about to go or I'm going to go to die. Either expression is correct, he said. Wow, he must have been a self-righteous dude. Elizabeth Barrett Browning, writer, June 28, 1861, said, beautiful, in reply to her husband who had asked how she felt. Gaius of Caligula, Roman emperor, died 41 AD. He said, I'm still alive. He was stabbed to death by his own guards. Winston Churchill, he was a statesman. I would call him more of a politician than a statesman. He said January 24th, 1965, he said, I'm bored with it all, before slipping into a coma. He died 9 days later. Cleveland?
Glover? Remember that blue guy in Sesame Street?
Glover! Weird deal about Grover Cleveland. He actually married a girl that he raised. And I think there was like 30 years between him and the girl that he married. He was a preacher, too, by the way, as was he a United States president in 1908. He said, right before he died, he said, I have tried so hard to do the right. Good for you. Frederick Chopin, composer, October 16th.
Oh, Chopin. Chopin.
Dude, this says chop suey. All right? It doesn't say Chopin. It says Chopin.
Chopin?
Yes. Now, if you want to say it's his brother or his cousin, that's what you do on public radio.
Chopin. Chopin.
He was a composer, October 16th, 1849. He died. He said, the earth is suffocating. Swear to make them cut me open so I won't be buried alive. Wow. Dying of tuberculosis.
Wow. He suffocated then.
Very much. That's pretty creepy. Here, listen to this one. Got to stick to topics, guys. I'm looking up at the callers. Please stick with the topics. May 10th, 1977, Joan Crawford, actress, when she died, she said, "Diet," expletive, "don't you dare ask God to help me," to her housekeeper who had begun to pray aloud. That's a scary thing to say before you meet your maker, folks. But she had the audacity to do that. By the way, Charles Darwin, when he died April 19th, 1882, he says, I'm not in the least bit afraid to die. I would be if I were you, bro. Because now you're going to answer to him who called you to account. Seconds later, there he was. Mm-hmm. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back with some of these phone calls. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-333. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, folks, we appreciate the lines lighting up the way that they are, but a couple of you, you got to stick to the topic because we can't take your phone calls. Now, there's two more lines open right now. 1-877-807-9977. One wants to bring up what's going on in Tennessee with the judges right now, but folks, we're just trying to keep it light today, just a little bit. And I got to ask you a question too as well, listeners. Why is it that 5 days a week I'm just nailing that, just driving the nail to the wood? Are you like afraid that I'm going to bite you? Or would you rather have me sheepish and have me tuck tail? Now, that sounded like a sheep that was tucking tail. We do appreciate the phone calls that are coming in. I'm not dodging them right now. I just, again, I want to stick to the topic. We're talking about famous last words here. And again, if you'd like to call in today, please do. It's 1-877-807-9977. You better do it pretty quick because this is the last segment that we have.
Also, folks, before the weekend, I encourage you to read Bradley's latest column in WorldNet Daily. Congress, Not Progress is the title of it. You can find it at our Facebook page, The Sons of Liberty. Or you can also find it on GCN Live right on their website on the home page. Bradley's article is up there. But it's a great one to chew over the weekend.
You ready for this one? Famous last words. Thomas Edison said, October 18th, 1931, when he died, actually right before he died, his famous last words. It's very beautiful over there. Remember when Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Listen to what Elizabeth I, Queen of England, said in 1603, right before she died. Her famous last words. All my possessions for a moment of time.
Yeah.
Folks, you'll notice that when you see people that are being driven down the street on a hearse, you'll notice that there's no luggage rack up on the top. You can't take it with you, folks. Some of them are just arrogant. Benjamin Franklin said, April 17, 1790, a dying man can do nothing easy. Richard Feynman, a physicist, 1988, I had to die twice. It's so boring. Just arrogance, idioticness, foolishness. Douglas Fairbanks Sr., famous last words, an actor, December 12, 1939, said, "I've never felt so better." Edward VII, King of Britain, 1910, when he died, his famous last words were, "No, I shall not give in. I shall go on. I shall work to the end." Some of them are good. Thomas Jefferson now is actually quoted as saying his final last words were, "Is it the 4th? July 4th, 1826, when he died." Louis XVIII, King of France, died 1824. His famous last words were, "A king should die standing." How'd that work out for you?
Louis.
Malcolm X, in 1966, when he was shot 16 times by three men, said, "Let's cool it, brothers," spoken to his assassins right before he was blown away. You ever see that movie?
Mm. Oh, yeah, I did a long time ago. Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah. Karl Marx, the great underachiever, the greatest loser to mankind,
yes,
said in 1883, "Go on, get out. Last words are for fools who haven't said enough," to his housekeeper, who urged him to tell her his last words so she could write them down for his posterity. By the way, one or two of his kids committed suicide, and six people actually showed up to this loser's funeral.
For the free lunch.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, no, go ahead and ask. Don't ask what you can do for your country. Ask what your country can do for you. There's some good ones in here. Anna Pavlova, a ballerina, died in 1931. Her famous last words were, "Get my swan costume ready." Edgar Allan Poe, October 7th, 1849, when he died, his famous last words were, "Lord, help my poor soul." It's a wise man. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, president, his last words were, "I have a terrific headache." He died of a cerebral hemorrhage. Theodore Roosevelt, United States president, died in 1919. His last words were, "Put out the lights." This one's kind of funny, actually. General John Sedgwick, Union commander, died 1864. Listen to his famous last words, folks. "They couldn't hit an elephant at this dist." He didn't finish his sentence, folks. He was killed in battle during the U.S. Civil War. Huh.
They couldn't hit an elephant.
What do you want your famous words to be, Jake?
I haven't thought about them.
Well, you better start thinking about them, because if you don't say something, these are going to be your last words.
Sure.
At least in my ministry, sir. Was that harsh?
Not harsh. I don't know. What's harsh?
I don't know. I got another one I want to. I'm actually digging around for it right now. It was just outstanding. And it was by a famous preacher. And
D.L. Moody?
Yes. Yes. And it's very sobering. But to hear this kind of an end for a dying preacher is what's promised to every Christian, I believe. He said this. He said, "Earth recedes, heaven opens. I've been through the gates." He said, "Don't call me back. There's an anointing on this. If this is death, it's sweet. Dwight, Irene, I see the children's faces." Dwight and Irene were his dead grandchildren. There will be an ecstatic meeting, folks. God promised so.
Amen.
Pancho Villa, a Mexican revolutionary, said, "Don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something." Wow, that is a desperate bra. Mm-hmm.
Pancho Villa.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, artist. Everybody's heard this guy, right? The guy was outstanding, particular, excellent of spirit. He said, "I have offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality that it should have." H.G. Wells, his famous last words were, "Go away, I'm all right." Are you? You know, the Bible says in James 4:14, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You know, for the person that said, don't pray for me, I'm okay. Just seconds later, just like Darwin, yeah. Just seconds later, he's not afraid to die. This is what they see. Revelations 20, verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead which were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Famous last words.
Get one shot at it, folks.
One shot.
People die.
Not two.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that, a vapor. You know what, one of the things that I like to do is when I talk to older people, respectfully, I ask them the question, do you remember like a 70 or 80-year-old man? Do you remember when you were like 15 years old? Oh, I remember it just like it was yesterday. A lot of times I go down to the age of 5 and 6 years old, just like it was yesterday. Some of you guys that are 40 years old or 45 years old, can you remember when you were high school? It was just like it was just yesterday, right? When you have family reunions and high school reunions, it was just like yesterday, wasn't it? A vacation you took a year ago, it was just like yesterday, wasn't it? Time is bizarre because there's no end and no beginning to time. And let me say this, the right time to do the right thing is right now. You know, the first thing Jesus told his disciples to do when he went out, he said, go tell them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for what? Read the Ten Commandments and repent. Repent for your sins that put Christ upon the cross. And when you see him upon the cross, you'll understand the love God has bestowed upon us. And when you get that into your heart, you'll never do anything in the world to offend Christ. Just like in the natural, I would never do anything to offend any of our veterans. I want to magnify what they fought, bled, and died for. Yeah?
Yep.
Famous last words.
The Bible says, too, to redeem the time for the days are evil.
Amen.
Folks, you've got today to do, and that's your objective, is to do and to accomplish. So when you face your Creator, you can show him what you've done out of that love service towards him. And that's your honor and your privilege to be able to do that.
We just wanted to let you know today, folks, that the earth is not on the back of an animal. That was the purpose of today's whole show.
No,
we wanted to lighten the load, have a little fun. You guys have a good weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. And we're actually changing that time. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
2 to 4 soon.
Okay, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do. And we will talk at you tomorrow.